President Bush today is sending a draft of his education reform plan to Congress. Congressional leaders from both parties say they're open to just about everything in the president's package, everything except vouchers. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Under the president's voucher proposal, any public school that cannot raise test scores in 3 years would lose federal funds and some state aid. That money, roughly $1,500 per student, would go directly to parents for them to pay for tutoring or towards tuition at a private or parochial school.
I'm confident that the Congress will take the president's proposal very seriously.
Representative John Boehner of Ohio is the new Republican chairman of the House Education and Workforce Committee. He expects the president to fight for what he believes in, including vouchers, but not at the expense of more popular ideas, such as his $5 billion reading proposal or his $3 billion plan to help create more charter schools.
And the real test of this bill is, how do we make a serious impact in terms of the lives of students who are really at risk, the disadvantaged students, without writing all the rules and regulations? We are not going to become the National School Board here in Washington.
Boehner says that's a real danger, given the range of education problems that President Bush is trying to address. For example, his plan gives states and local schools more control of federal funds on the condition that states agree to test all students in math, English, science, and history. States would be free to choose their own tests, but there must be consequences for poor-performing schools. Under the Bush plan, schools could lose as much as 5% of federal education funds, or the state could take over failing schools. The goal, says Boehner, is to rescue children from bad schools.
Allowing a child to sit in a school that has failed for 3 consecutive years is literally criminal behavior.
Then there's the president's school safety plan, which would require school districts to establish a safe schools task force. The U.S. Attorney's Office would assign a federal prosecutor to this effort. Schools deemed dangerous would be given 3 years to reduce the level of violence or else allow students to transfer to a safer school, public or private. State and federal dollars would follow the student, which again raises that term that Bush administration officials would rather not mention, vouchers.
First place, we never use that word too much. We hear that a lot, but parental choice is our preferred way to approach this.
That's U.S. Education Secretary Rod Paige on ABC this past Sunday. Paige insisted that allowing federal funds to follow a child is not a bad thing. Bush's chief of staff, Andrew Card, told CBS News that vouchers really aren't the main priority for the president.
The top priority is leaving no child behind. And we want schools to recognize they have a responsibility to teach students. And if they're not doing a good job, we'll find other alternatives. One of them might be vouchers.
House and Senate Democrats have vowed to oppose vouchers, but Representative George Miller of California, the ranking Democrat on the House Education and Workforce Committee, says Democrats are interested in Mr. Bush's plan to consolidate dozens of federal programs and put the money into block grants. That's worth thinking about, says Miller, as long as that money continues to target low-income children.
And to the extent to which consolidation would lead to those resources going away from those children, I think we're going to have very serious concern. We see in more and more states, states are being challenged to make sure that they provide the same educational opportunity to poor children that they provide to middle class and wealthy kids.
Continued federal aid to poor kids and poor schools, that's the litmus test for the president's education agenda, says Miller.
This is a week where I'm going to hopefully focus the nation's attention.
Yesterday, at a White House event focused on literacy, President Bush declined to respond to questions about his education plan, but he was more than happy to talk about his proposal to improve reading.
If the mission is to make sure the American experience touches every willing heart, every person in the country, it starts with making sure our children learn to read.
The president called education the most fundamental of American issues. It cannot be appropriated by any one party, he said. Today, he's expected to stress that point at a meeting with congressional leaders. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.